for show number 9, right?
Yeah, pilot number 9.
Pilot number 9. You weren't down south, you were up north.
Yeah, they let me in up north.
Oh, good.
I crossed another border.
I'm glad you're back. Yeah. Glad you're back.
I'm not really glad I'm back.
I needed a drinking buddy. I was tired of drinking alone. We have a great show today. We have an awesome, great show. We're in an amazing location. We got a wonderful, incredible guest, and we got plenty to talk about. Canada. We got just a bunch of stuff to talk about, but none more important than here to represent LA Fashion Week 2013. Fashion designer Mario Della Torre. What's up, Mario?
Hey, Mario, real quick, did you like our intro?
I loved it.
Hey, dude, I put that together with a guitar and a tin can.
Dude, that's awesome. You got skills, brother. Hey.
Right. How are you, man? Mario,
what's
long
up,
time
man?
No see.
Years, yes it has.
Working.
Dude, we all have facial hair now.
Yeah.
Really, that's funny.
And I have hair on the top of my head.
Yeah, you actually got hair on your head. That's true.
Nice change.
Mario, man, we've known each other for years. Probably like going on 20 years.
Yeah, at least 20 years, dude.
And it's one of those things I feel with you that even though time, there's plenty of chunks of time that where we don't see each other, it's like as soon as we get back together again, it's like we don't even miss a beat.
Yeah.
It's like it happened yesterday.
Right?
No, that's what they say makes the best friendships.
Yeah, I like it. It's like, hey, what's up? I haven't seen you. How you been? You know, it's like it was yesterday.
Yep.
Right?
It's funny how that works.
So a lot has changed, right?
Yeah, a lot has changed. It's funny how life just kind of brings you back to the people that you're supposed to be around. It's a trip.
Yeah, yeah. Or where you reside. What the heck is this place? Where
this place
are
is
we?
Amazing.
Dude?
The pictures on the wall. I got to get my room like this, man.
Oh, definitely. We could work on that together. Sure. I got tons of magazines. Definitely.
Hey, he likes the pictures of the girls on the walls, but he wants a picture of himself on the ceiling. That's what he wants.
I can see that.
Tell us a little bit about this place. Tell us about this house from the ground up. What is this? What is this place?
You know how old this house is? Because this house is amazing.
This house is 110 years old.
Wow.
And this place it's called the Big House of South LA. So it's we have a nonprofit called Nuevo South. We have a ad agency called NTS Creative Group. And the third floor is where it's home for Rosario, which is a women's contemporary line. But look out, because we're going to be doing men's stuff.
Sweet.
Hey, do you do chubby sizes?
Always.
Hey, that's awesome. This place is incredibly. Yeah. It's incredible. It's put together. I mean, it's great. It's one of those things you're talking about, the first floor, how it's one of those when we're like, well, where was this when we were younger, right?
Yeah, it's a trip because what we're really trying to do is reach out to the youth and make them aware that there's such a big world out there. It's not this little bubble that, you know, unfortunately, because of not being privileged or, you know, things like that, we just don't have the opportunities that, you know, your average person with a decent salary has, especially us. Like, I grew up here in South Central, so, I mean, it really hits home, you know. And again, had we had places like this, you know.
Imagine what we could have done, like, a lot sooner in our lives, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
And what's the vibe like in South Central? I mean, you've been here for the last 20, 30 years. What's the vibe like here? Has it changed? Has it been more progressive? Is it still the same?
I mean, there's certain pockets that things just never change. But for the most part, you see just a difference in people. You know, people are a lot more friendly, where maybe in the past people were a little more standoffish.
Yeah.
And you see the change in kids. You know, there's a lot of kids with a lot of talent and creativity, and sometimes they just don't know how to release it. So it's a good thing to have a place like this where kids can be creative, you know, and they can get inspired to do whatever they want to do, you know. Like, for me, fashion was always a dream, and I never thought in a million years that it was an attainable dream. But, you know, if you work hard and you really, like, put your heart and your soul into what you love, you know, anything's possible.
Yeah, that's great.
That's awesome. I wish I would have had this place when I was a kid, man.
Oh, yeah.
Damn, I still, like, I walked in, I was like, where do I sign up? Where the classes start, you know?
Right. It's just absolutely.
One of the things, too, I mean, me being an Angeleno, and maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel from observing the city and this part of town is that the rest of LA kind of interacts with this part of town now, where I feel when we were younger, it was just this part of town and that was it. And I feel like people donate, the city spends a lot of time in this part of town, or I just see that. I see there's all sorts of people that come in and either dance or interact with people from this part of town. Is that true or?
Oh yeah, absolutely, dude. I mean, for example, we have had a lot of fundraisers here for politicians.
Wow.
So we did Eric Garcetti, our new mayor.
Yeah.
Shout out to Eric, what's up? But yeah, we had a fundraiser for him here prior to him becoming the mayor. We also endorsed Curran Price, who is our current councilman for this district, for the 9th district. We were privileged enough to create a dress for his wife for the inauguration. So there's lots of blessings here. It's a good space for good energy. Everyone that comes here leaves here as basically a member of what we're trying to do in one form or another. Or if there's any opportunities that they see for us, they're, you know, open arms, come in, like, let us help you with this and that. So it's pretty great.
Speaking of creating a dress, what you are fashion designer for what? Tell us about Rosario.
Rosario is a women's contemporary line. It's a luxury line, premium prices, so it's still within reach for a lot of people that, you know, really can't afford what premium is. And we're really just here to empower people, empower women, you know, because they're our heroes, you know, they're our mothers, they're our sisters, they're our wives, they're our best friends. And for me personally, all I want to do is just make a woman feel good about herself, you know, with clothes. It's funny how you could wear a certain something and feel a certain way. And I really want to just focus on empowering women, making them feel more beautiful than they already are, obviously, and really, like, hitting home to the people that are making the change in the world. You know, it starts with our moms, I think. For me, they're, like, heroes are that soccer mom who makes sure that she takes care of her kids and makes sure that, you know, they're headed on the right path. And then there's your politicians, like, you know, just Jan Perry and her whole, like, revolutionist attitude about making change and all that. And
yeah.
These are all people we want to definitely empower.
You know, I got this from, now this is a sports coach. You think of a sports, there's a lot of disconnect between sports and fashion, but I got this from a sports coach out of all people. And he said, to feel great, you got to look great.
Yeah.
And I guess there's something to be said about that.
I always hear the whole, the clothes makes the man, or in this case, the woman. But do you feel that that's true, or do you think it magnifies the women, or magnifies the men, or brings them out?
I think it definitely helps, because, I mean, I've dealt with clients that, you know, they might have had a really bad day, and you kind of tell, and they're just maybe not feeling anything at the time. But then they put on that dress that just fits them the right way, and they become this other person, like their inner diva. It's crazy. And, like, seeing all of that, especially, like, with my own family and my aunts and my cousins and even friends, like, I was like, I definitely want to do that. Like, I want to try to, like, help get your inner vixen out, you know, with clothes. It's just, like, second nature. It's just, like your food, you know. If you eat, you know, McDonald's and you just stuff yourself, you're going to be tired and you're not going to feel the same. But if you have, like, a gourmet healthy meal, you feel energized, you feel good, you want to do stuff. So it's kind of the same thing with clothes. It kind of works out that way, where, you know, you're wearing your favorite pair of jeans and, like, you feel you can conquer the world. But if you're wearing something
scrubby as Lee dungarees,
yeah, something that just doesn't fit right or just doesn't make you feel good, like, you could tell, you know.
Yeah.
There are people that when they're wearing a certain something, they just own the room. They're just like, everyone gravitates towards them for some reason.
Yeah.
But then, you know, there's people that sometimes you wonder, like, did you really think about what you were going to wear when you got up this morning? And, you know, it's just weird how that works. But
well, then their responses was like, well, it definitely wasn't a Mario Della Torre.
Well, amen, brother.
Yeah, you got your partner in crime, right? Rosario's
right.
Not of one designer. Who do we have here? Dice Kit, come on in here.
We've got Dice Kit. That's my brother from another mother.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, I'm Dice K.
A little closer to the mic, Dice K.
Hi, I'm Dice K.
Yeah. And how did you get in? How did you get involved with Rosario?
Me and Mario went to the same school, Trade Tech.
Trade Tech on Washington Boulevard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I met him over there, and then we tried to, you know, work together.
out.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
You know, it's funny. You guys were talking earlier that it after a while, right? But you were all the way in Japan, right?
Yeah, I went back to Japan.
That's awesome. That is great. So you guys are both turning a new page with this Rosario, right? I mean, this
so
is
how when did this take root, like Rosario itself?
Well, it was a thought with us. We started about a couple years ago, and just this last year, we really decided to just go at it like full force. Where like I made this my full time job, and you know, I gave up, you know, other fashion house that I was working at, and just figured, you know, like it's time, you know, I'm not getting any younger, you know, I gotta do this while I can, you know. And more than anything else, it was just a perfect timing with everything, with my partner George, who just really opened up his doors to, you know, making something, create something with me, and he's been instrumental to making this happen. And then I was blessed that Daisuke happened to come back from Japan, and it was just like the perfect time, like the perfect storm to create. And yeah, here we are, LA Fashion Week, watch out.
Yeah, LA Fashion Week 2013. Let me talk a little bit about, speaking of timing, I was on Facebook and I came across your page, and I was looking in and I was like, whoa, what's going on? And so that's what brought us out here. I kind of reached out to Mario was like, come down to the shop, come down and kick it. And so
we get the behind the scenes right here, man.
Yeah, we get the behind awesome. We get the behind the scenes. So now, and that's part of the thing, LA Fashion Week 2013. Now, you guys haven't been around, Rosario has not been around for a very long time. How do you guys get invited to this right away? I feel like LA Fashion Week is like maybe the who's who of you know, the latest designers and fashion. How explain how that came about?
Well, it's funny because usually you have to have a few years under your belt with your line. So I don't know. I think for me personally, I think like I just asked the universe, like, hey, you know, it's my time, let's make this happen. And somehow the universe responded back with, here we go. And here we are. It's funny. A lot of people, like personal friends of mine, were like, you know, how the hell did you get into Fashion Week? Like a line that's debuting at Fashion Week. And, you know, I asked myself the same question. How the hell did this happen? But it just happened, you know. And we've just been blessed to have a lot of positive, good people around us. Francis, who's the head of FBI, who are the people throwing the fashion show for us. You know, we just talk and we just really hit it off, and she knows how we're trying to be a social responsible company. We want to be the economic engine for, you know, South LA. There's a lot of people nice. Out of work, you know, and we want to stay local. We want to provide jobs, good paying jobs with good wages, with even childcare for their kids. We just want to be different. We want to have a double bottom line. It is about making a profit, but it's also about empowering your own people, your employees. You know, these are moms and dads that are just really trying to create a life for their kids, and anything that we can do to be instrumental to making that positive outcome an actual reality is definitely something that we strive to do. So yeah,
it's great to hear that you guys have a vision that's bigger than making clothes. It's incredible.
Yeah, I mean, I've worked at fashion houses, and I've seen the unfairness with pay, with like people working, you know, 10, 12 hours, they stop getting paid after 8, you know, it's just, there's a lot of things that unfortunately in just business in general are, it's really about, you know, your bottom line. But luckily seeing all that stuff and being a part of it, you kind of want to change things. You want to be that person that you wish that you were employed by, where they don't just care about a collection. They don't just care about how much money we're making. They really want to make a change.
They're on board with the message, right?
Absolutely.
Well, Fonzo has some experience working in the, at least in the garment industry.
Yeah.
Then he quit, but then I took over his job, so.
Nice.
If you need some minimum wage paying people, we'll probably apply for that.
Shipping and receiving, dude, I got it.
Hey, we need logistics for that.
Hey, screwing around in the bag and passing missing out on the fabric rolls. I got it.
Nice, nice. Let's make it happen.
So, since you're in the industry, right? You sometimes you watch TV and you see TV shows like people selling clothing online, or the designers doing their clothes and trying to sell it to the big three stores or whatever, who's ever out there. And you see like America's Top Models or other shows like that, right? And just commercials in general or reality TV, and you hear people talking about their clothing, you hear people talking about fashion in general. But when, like, do you ever hear on TV people saying stupid things, or like things that, like, they're trying to like express themselves, like, well, let's say couture or something like that, and they say it wrong, or some sort of language where it's just like, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Since you're in the industry, does any of that ever come up?
I mean, you meet a lot of people that are in the industry for the wrong reasons. You know, there's some people that it's just a conversation piece. You know, they just want to say that they're a designer, but there's no substance behind it. And I'm not knocking anyone, you know, but I think you really need to think about the whole gamut of fashion, not just, you know, your collection, but you want to think about how you can be that one person that makes that change and makes fashion a little different than what it is. I mean, for us, we definitely want to provide quality, you know, garments that you're not going to wear for a month or two, and then for some reason it's already like ripping, or, you know, the fabric was just not the greatest quality fabric, so you can't wash it so many times because the color goes or whatever. Like, we want to build clothes that you can wear 10 years from now and you're still like on point when it comes to it, and, you know, you don't have issues with fits, or, you know, something looking horrible because it's just gotten beaten up so much. We really want to just make clothes for the ages, you know, clothes that you could rock them in your 20s, you could be in your 40s or 50s and still be able to pull it off and it looks good.
And I mean, all designers have their own ideas and everything, but you see some people like them that they'll show their fashion and the girls are on the catwalk walking around and everything, but they're not wearing anything, or it's just like a square box on their head. Like, I was trying to do my research before I came and do interview you. So I guess London Fashion Week, there's this girl named Pam Hogg.
Okay, yeah.
And she had a line out or her clothing, and the girls wearing, they were just butt naked. Like, they had like this like silk lingerie type thing. You put like a gown and then just like a box on her head. So how did they get away with that? Like, that's not her clothes, right? That, I mean, nobody's gonna ever wear that. How do they get away with creating that and still, because for everything, it's gonna be the bottom line, right? Everybody wants to make a profit.
Right.
Everybody wants to sell their stuff. She's gonna get attention, but why doesn't she show a little bit of what their people are actually gonna wear?
Well, I think everyone has their own perspective on fashion and creativity, and, you know, everyone is an artist in their own way. So sometimes people have a different palette or just a different viewpoint on what they consider to be fashion. And for example, for me, I want to make clothes that, you know, anyone can wear. Like, from your young woman who just graduated from college and is trying to get that first job, to, you know, the woman that just, you know, popped champagne because she's retiring. And, you know, I want to create things that are sustainable and socially responsible and, you know, eco-friendly. Definitely want to do things that are going to help the environment. So for us, there's just a bigger picture. It's not just the clothes, but what it can do for a woman, what it can do for, you know, our economy, what it can do for just, like, the person who buys it, how it makes them feel. So everyone has their own perspective on things. I've seen some stuff that I myself wonder, like, you know, what are they going to do with that? Like, how does this make any sense? But, you know, everyone has their own taste on things. You know, I've seen people that wear things that, you know, I commend them. They're brave, because there's no way in hell I could ever pull that off. But, you know, there are people like that.
Yeah.
And you gotta, like, respect everyone's own viewpoint.
No, I like their artists. It's just crazy that they can, like, they're risking it all out there, you know, just like this girl's naked. And I'm not blaming the models, because they're just modeling certain like artist could pull that off.
Yeah.
And it's just that's not gonna cover her bottom line. You know that.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of the stuff too that you do in shows is for show. Like there's some couture pieces aren't pieces where everyone's gonna wear it and you're gonna sell thousands of pieces. They're more for the art of it, and so a lot of those pieces you won't see it at, you know, your major retail store. You might see them in a museum, you might see them on a music video, but you know, everyone, I think there's definitely a flavor for everyone. There's definitely a niche for everyone. And
that word's pretty popular, like couture. Everybody like uses that word a lot.
Yeah,
couture.
Well,
and is bespoke the new couture? Is that like the, because I've seen that a lot everywhere now too.
Well, they're kind of this in the same genre.
I know one of them is English and one of them is French. So I'm just saying, is that just like a trendy word everybody's using now?
I think it's just a viewpoint. You know, like everyone has their own taste on things, and some people like to call things couture. Some people like to call things other things. You know, it's just weird how that works. But in general, everyone at the end of the day has their own way of expressing themselves. So if we need to put a box on someone, then that's gonna make them feel amazing. More power to them. You know.
Yeah.
So what do you have to wear all the time? Like, do you have your own everyday carry, something that you have to wear or that makes you feel comfortable, or that you have in your pocket, or just anything like that?
I think the only thing, yeah, I think the only thing I'll never leave behind is my my pendant that my aunt gave me. Other than that,
doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, I think that's the only piece of, like, I guess it's jewelry, but it's the only thing that I think I can't live without. Like, it's a must, you know.
Do you mind sharing that with us?
Yeah.
Can we see it?
Yeah, absolutely. So my aunt, who passed away 10, 11, 12 of last year from cervical carcinoma cancer, she gave me this charm, and it's a little Buddha, and I just happen to be Buddhist, and it's just funny how this just popped up out of nowhere, and she just knew. So when she gave me this, it just felt like I always have her with me. And when she passed away, I was blessed to have had the time I had with her. And this just is something that, you know, it's a chain, so it falls right on my heart. And I feel like my heart is complete with it. And if I don't have it, I feel like I'm missing something.
So you never take it off?
Only to shower.
Oh, just
yeah.
Shower? Okay.
But other than that, no, like, I can't leave home without it.
Cool.
It's one of those things.
That's cool. That has to be an inspiration.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Let's talk about a little bit about designers that maybe are your inspiration, right? You know, who have been there before, and this is for both of you guys, Daisuke and Mario. Who are the designers, if you know, like, okay, like me, I'm barely getting introduced to all this stuff, which is incredible, and so who else might I go want to research that you have liked, that has inspired you and has kind of gotten your creative juices flowing, even maybe for this week?
I mean, my all-time favorite designers, I can't put a number one or number two, but definitely Alexander McQueen, rest in peace. That was like my favorite designer of all time. His creativity, his willing to take risk was like something that you very rarely see that in fashion. For it to be, it's a big show, it's like, it's very theatrical, there's a lot of like substance behind the clothes. It's not like just like, oh, I just decided to do this, but it's really well thought out and planned out, and he's by far one of my biggest inspirations.
Nice.
Definitely another one would be Vivienne Westwood, who created the punk scene, created the actual punk look.
Oh.
And she did the looks for the Sex Pistols, and they were like the epitome of punk, I think, at the time.
Yeah.
I'm glad she didn't dress him up in Ralph Lauren.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know if that would be too, like, hardcore.
Yeah. Daisuke, what about you? What designers that maybe have gotten your creative juices flowing, or that you have been an inspiration for you?
My favorite designer is Ray Kawakubo from the Comunicación. She's Japanese, and then she
style? Like, what is her personality?
Her style is a big. She used like a different tablet put together, or kind of. She tried to shrink a little fabric and then to make more of a clothing. I saw one thing she used a plastic to make a jacket. It's kind of very creative. It's more like an artist.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
So that makes me kind of like, kind of very picturing her kind of mind or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, definitely. Cool.
Do you guys notice that like men's clothing is always more, it seems more expensive than women's clothing, or there's more of women's clothing than men's clothing?
Well, I think definitely there's a price variation. But I think it's also because men don't shop as much as women. So, I mean, you look at units and you think of women's clothes in a women's shop. Like, they can't wear the same outfit in the same week. Where men, for example, like...
They'll wear the same underwear.
Yeah,
same
really, right? That's how we do it. It's a little different. So, I think that...
And do you think that, like, their fashion, men's fashion doesn't go out of fashion as fast as women's fashion?
Absolutely, because
they have so much options?
Well, I think the times are changing. I think now men are really pushing the fashion envelope to a whole other realm, where before it's like, you know, you just wear your jeans and a t-shirt and that's about it. But nowadays, I mean, there's so many different cuts and pants. You can wear skinny pants, you can wear like bootcut pants. You can do all these different things where before it was very standard what you can get as a, you know, in men's clothes. And now with the access to the internet and with people just being a little more educated on things, there it's definitely a change. There's a big evolution going on in men's wear.
Nice.
So yeah, it's pretty trippy.
Matt, now let's take a little break.
Sounds
you
good.
Guys
do
sound
it.
You guys sound hoarse. You guys need
it.
A you guys
we
need a loop the yeah, exactly. All right, let's take a quick break. The logistics. LA Fashion Week is what dates from what day? What date to what date?
So it starts off this Friday, which is the 11th.
11th.
And it'll finish the 19th, I believe. So it's a seven-day run.
So it's it's a 7-day run, October the 7th through the 19th or 14th? 11th through the 19th.
11th through the 19th, yeah.
All right. And it's at Union Station, right?
Well, there's a few shows. So there's one at Union Station. There's one at Siren Studios. Everyone's doing their own little thing in a way. But the one we're doing is the one that's going to be at Union Station, which is probably one of the biggest venues.
Sweet. And what date is that?
What date is yours?
Ours is Tuesday the 15th from 6 to 8 at Union Station.
Okay, cool. That sounds great.
And it's open to the public, but I believe we officially sold out of tickets.
Sweet.
Attaboy.
And so this is your first one, right?
This is my first show for me designing on my own.
On your own, yeah.
Yeah.
And this is the first time anybody's going to see your stuff.
This is the first time that we're debuting Rosario at LA Fashion Week.
Wow, so, I mean, a lot of people have their clothing line for the year, fall, spring, and then eventually after the years, they get LA Fashion Week. And
yeah,
then you're debuting and freaking showing at LA Fashion Week.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It is.
And sold out.
And sold out.
And sold out. So
sold out.
You know,
wow.
The universe has been good to us for sure.
That's amazing.
And what happens, so the people that want to see, can they go online? Can they see things? Because obviously it's sold out. And so what if people want to see your work? Mario, what do people do?
Where do we go?
I think our website is already active, but we haven't brought it to life yet because we've been so secretive of all the clothes and everything. So I believe we're going to have a live stream of the show online.
Okay.
I'd have to get back to you on that. I'm not 100% sure, but our website officially goes live day of the show.
Okay, cool. So and I know you guys are super busy. Will we have some images of your line, the new line, or is that a little too much to ask because you're so busy?
Can we have the website too?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think the website is rosariola.com, I believe. I know our Facebook is / Rosario International, so it's Rosariointl, so you can Facebook us and look us up that way. And I believe we have the same for our Twitter and our Instagram. So that's kind of where we're at with it.
Cool.
Definitely hit us up on Facebook, and then it'll filter you to our actual main website.
Yeah.
And you could tune into the show, I believe, and the moment the show's over, everything, our lookbook is going to be on there, all the designs, all the different styles. So you can pretty much pre-order day of the show.
Great.
Nice.
I'm looking at I got the calendar out here in front of me. So this Friday is the 11th, and it'll last all the way till next Friday, the 18th.
Right. LA Fashion Week, yeah.
The LA Fashion Week. Okay, great, great, cool. Wanted to put that out there. Wanted to make sure those were the dates, and you'll be there Tuesday. You'll be there that Tuesday, the 15th, Union Station.
Union Station, 6 to 8.
All right. So are you taking the train over there?
Oh, you know I am.
Yeah. Awesome. And so, I'm sorry, and I didn't mean to interrupt because I just wanted to get that out there, but you had asked Mario.
Actually, I was just trying to lead up to that, so you did a great job.
There you go.
Got to the point. That's fine.
All right. We're going to have a little fun with you, Mario.
Yeah,
we're going to put you on the spot a little bit here. You being a fashion designer, we want to know a little bit about your fashion and your style. So what we're going to do is we're going to play this Would You Rather game. We're going to name two words, and then you just kind of pick. There won't be two words, but two different things, and you just pick which one you like better.
Sounds good.
And we're just going to bounce them off you as fast as we can think of.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Fonz, you want to go first?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Dickies, Dockers.
Dickies.
Boots, sandals.
Sandals.
Slim jeans or bell bottoms or freaking bootcut.
Bootcut.
Muscle shirt, V-neck.
V-neck for sure.
Red or blue?
Red for sure.
This is an easy one. Mustache, beard.
Beer. No brainer there.
Beer or wine?
Both.
Which one goes in the mouth first?
I think it's a beer before wine. You're feeling fine. Oh. Something like that.
Liquor. Beer before liquor, you're going to get sicker, right?
Yeah.
It'll do it quicker.
Beer before beer. You're wearing a suit. High socks, low socks?
High socks for sure.
Yes, that's still out there.
Converse Vans.
Converse.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
But between the two, Pumas.
Oh. Zipper or button?
Button
up.
Button.
Shit.
Or piss.
How about neither?
Here we go.
Sagging? No sagging.
35, I think. Past that stage.
Coat or vest?
Coat.
Hoodie, sweater.
Hoodie for sure.
Turtleneck with a chain with a cross. Or t-shirt with a hole in the armpit.
I'll go with the t-shirt. Yeah. With a hole in the armpit for sure.
Watch or bracelet?
Neither.
All right.
Jewelry, no jewelry.
Definitely no jewelry.
All right. Listen to the Walter and Fonz podcast or not listen to it?
Of course, listen to it.
Yeah. All day long. All right, that's awesome. Mario, is there anything we left off that we don't know about Fashion Week? week or about Rosario or anything you'd like to put out to the universe?
I just want to, first of all, thank you guys for coming out. I really appreciate that. I mean, it's really good to see you guys. It's been a while, and I totally miss you guys, so you got to do this more often. But I just want to thank everybody who's been supportive, who's, like, really been instrumental to making this happen. I want to thank my partner, George, who really looked out for me, and just everybody, my significant other, who's amazing, and of course my friends that are like-minded to me, so thank you guys. Awesome.
Great. Well, thank you for having us.
Thank you. We love this place. It is. We love you, man. We
yep.
miss you.
Likewise, brother.
And it's
likewise.
Good to catch up, and with the mics or without the mics, we're looking forward to one, your continued success, and also to come back and be around Mario Del Torre a little bit more.
Yeah, for sure, brother.
And Mario, are you ready? Are you ready to become famous?
Always ready to just do good stuff.
To keep working.
Yeah, keep on keeping on.
Let's do this.
All right. Well, on that note, wow, what a great show! What an awesome time here at the Rosario Fashion House, third floor.
Oh yeah.
And on that note, guys, I hope to see a lot of you guys either be at Fashion Week or talk about it. We'll see what happens. Look us up at our Facebook page, Walter and Fonz. Just look that up. You'll find more information about the LA Fashion Week 2013 and what Rosario is up to, and Mario Del Torre, what he's up to. That being said, you guys have a great one, and we'll talk to you again next time.